Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and we are going to be talking about the secrets to renewing your life in this bonus session for Release, Renew, Evolve. How would you like to have more freedom in your life? How would you like to have more peace of mind, maybe less stress? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking to you about today. Almost everyone I know was brought up in a fearful environment. And most people I know didn't realize it, or they denied it, or maybe they were just too fearful to see things in a different way. Let me explain. Your parents, teachers, and well-meaning friends and family members gave you instructions on how to live based on what they perceived life to be like, right? So, a lot of times, though, they gave you instructions that were fear-based. Instructions like, don't talk to strangers. Beware of strange dogs. Don't let the bed bugs bite. You'll catch a cold if you go out in the cold. And there are a lot of programmed beliefs inside of you. Now, we've started to peel the onion, right? You've started to release go of some of the fears and the harms and the worries and the concerns and the shame and the blame and the guilt. That stuff's peeling away. But I want to take a little deeper dive into the area of fear, because remember, you can't change what you can't acknowledge. So let's talk about some of the fears that we don't talk about, like fear of failure, or fear of rejection, or fear of success, fear of being alone, maybe fear of death, fear of public speaking, fear of love and intimacy, fear of being fired, fear of maybe not getting a job, or fear of not being able to find another job or leave your job, fear of not fitting in, fear of other people's emotions, fear of our politicians, fear of not being liked, fear of getting in trouble, fear of being seen, fear of being alone, fear of maybe be thrown in jail, fear of being lied to, on and on. The fears go, right? Well, fear is one of those emotions that we need to understand how to deal with it. I want to tell you a story. I had a fellow that I worked with. His name was Alan Robinson. And Alan was the double for Tom Hanks in several movies. One of the movies was Sully, in which he was a double when Tom Hanks played the captain that went down in the river there in New York. And he had a lot of challenging stunts that he would do. He gave me this example of how he used fear. He said, I would go up in a hot air balloon, up 3,000 feet in the air. Then my script would say to jump out of the hot air balloon with a bungee cord. The bungee cord would go all the way down, come back up. Then you'd have to cut the bungee cord, free fall, straight down into the ground. When he got just a few feet above the ground, he'd pull his chute and land. Now, at each step of the way, he said there was fear. Fear of going up in the air balloon, fear of the bungee cord jumping out, fear of cutting the cord, fear of free falling, and fear of landing properly, right? And he said what he would do is he would use fear to help him overcome his challenges at each step of the way. Does this make sense? I hope it does, because it was really a powerful lesson for me, and I hope you'll get it too. So he used fear, and as soon as he felt like, wow, okay, going up in the air balloon, I've mitigated everything, I've thought everything through, so now I don't have any fear. Jumping out, I have no fear. Free falling, he had no fear. Landing, he had no fear. As soon as he got to that point, fear was his friend. And fear can be your friend too, if you're willing to, first of all, you have to acknowledge it. Again, we can't change anything unless we acknowledge it, right? So it's about acknowledging your fear and then going back to the release, renew exercise, going through the steps, right, on some of the fears that I just mentioned, and really letting those go. I have found that it's important to not only use fear to help us understand what's stopping us in life, but also to help transcend anything that's showing up in our way, any of our challenges, okay? So our challenges can bring fears in our life, but what we find out is that we're ultimately becoming fearless. So I remember one day I was in Arizona and I was traveling through the Painted Desert, and I noticed a large hill in front of me, and I was able to drive up on top of this hill, and I wanted to look out over the valley, over the Painted Desert. It was beautiful that day. It was a beautiful day. And I got out of my car, and then I started thinking, oh, I don't like getting close to edges. And I noticed there was an edge, and I thought, oh, I don't want to get too close to that. I was thinking, oh, I could fall over, and oh, nobody's out here but me. Nobody could ever find me. And all these fears started coming up. Fear does have a voice. It started talking to me, and it talks to all of us, right? But in that moment, I realized that, yes, I've had a fear of heights for a long time, and it's stopping me. So I thought to myself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk towards the edge of this cliff and see how far I can get. Well, I didn't get too far to the edge when I started to really feel inside of me this yucky I wanted to throw up kind of feeling. And so I stopped and I got on my hands and knees and I thought, I am going to overcome this fear. And I crawled out to the edge, and it was about a 300 drop straight down. And I said a prayer. I said, you know, I asked God, I said, you know, I'm done with having fear of heights. I'm just going to stay here until this passes. And so eventually I was able to put my both feet over the edge, and I stayed there until maybe about 20 minutes. And I was, remember, shaking at first and sweating. And eventually, though, the fear passed. And what replaced it was peace. And I had a sense of peace. And I was able to stand up with my back towards the edge and walk away, never to fear heights again. I tested it out on a hike I did in Yosemite, where I went to the top of Half Dome, which is also has a large drop. This one drop is 3,000 feet straight down. I was able to walk right to the edge and look straight down without any fear. Because why? Because I trusted myself. I knew that the fear had passed. And I think trusting ourselves is a big piece here, isn't it? So you want to mitigate the fear and let go of anything that is stopping us from living our life to the fullest, right? And a lot of times that is fear. So as long as you start to go, okay, I get this. I'm ready to let go now of fear. By the way, I encourage you to make peace with your family of origin, your country of origin, your religion of origin, maybe even the human race if you need to, but make peace, because a lot of times we have fears and harms and regrets about where we were raised or who we are raised with, right? So we want to let all this stuff go. We want to release, renew, and evolve our life. All right, so once you get in touch with the fears, then what do you have to do? Well, what I want to talk to you a little bit more about this on this cassette, this program, is your beliefs. Remember, your beliefs, once you let go of the fears, once the glass is emptied out of fear, now you can really start to become the observer of your beliefs. People ask me all the time, how do you stay so calm in the storms? You know, when somebody's coming at you or somebody wants a decision immediately, well, what I do is I stop and get some distance between my mind and the situation that's going on. So I just stop for a moment. And that's a habit. That's a practice that I've taught myself to do. Stop, get quiet, get still. Notice the situation. If somebody's really angry, let's say, coming at me, I just stop and see what's going on. And then from that point, then I'm able to respond in a positive way. Why am I able to do that? Well, I've worked on myself for a long time. And a part of this is hopefully you're going to get some pieces here that really take you to a whole new level so that you can feel more powerful, more brilliant. You can really step into the infinite being that you are and bring forth your greatness. Really, that's what this is all about, isn't it? Well, the way we do that is we look at our beliefs, because listen, our beliefs either empower us or disempower us, right? And the mind is like the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. So when I really got that and understood that, and I want to give you this piece, most people generate their life from their subconscious mind, everything that's happened in the past. But wise people learn to meditate, to quiet their mind, to still their mind, and tune into levels of consciousness that are higher and greater than themselves. See, everything comes out of this thing we call spirit, right? Everything that you see, taste, touch, feel, see, experience, all came out of the spirit. So spirit is over the individual soul. So out of spirit came a soul, you and I. Soul, so spirit's over the soul. Soul is over the mind. Right? All of us have individual minds. We have conscious, subconscious, superconscious minds that we can tap into. But the soul's over the mind. Mind is over the emotions, what you think, you feel. Emotions are over our actions. Actions over our results. And results are over our destiny. So, doesn't it make sense not to generate your mind from the past, from the subconscious mind, but to take it into higher states of mind, into the superconscious mind? Well, the way that we can do that, of course, is we can raise our frequency. So that's something I want to talk to you about in this audio here. I created something called the High Frequency Broadcast Techniques, and every person is stamped with a vibrational signature of their consciousness. The signature is a frequency which will either propel you to success or create lack and limitations. So what I want you to do is just get still for a moment. If you're driving your car and you're listening to this, that's fine, but come back and practice what I'm going to teach you. What I have designed is an 8-step process for you to tap into the higher states of consciousness. And we start with stillness. I call it the zero point. It's where we start, and the best way to get to that is a focused attention meditation, as opposed to a mindfulness practice where maybe you're a mindful meditation, which is a kind of an outward experience. A focused meditation is where you're going to raise your vibration by actually stilling yourself. See, spirit starts where motion stops. So when we get still, that's when we start to tune into higher states of consciousness. See, there's no shortage of wisdom or abundance in the universe. It's everywhere. But misinformation, programmed limits, and misidentification with the ego self blocks the ever-present flow of wisdom and abundance. So when we still the mind and immerse yourself in a meditative consciousness and you start to feel the stillness, the first sign that you've tapped into the superconscious mind is a state of peace, okay? So once you're in that state of peace, what I want you to do is I want you to just visualize in that place, visualize something that's a noble intention. What's a noble intention? A noble intention is an intention that empowers you, empowers your family, friends, or others, okay, and your community. So it's a three-way empowerment, and that's a noble intention. So think of a noble intention, visualize it, whatever that is for you. Listen, noble intention could be, I'm going to take my business, which is contributing to the betterment of humankind in some way, I'm going to take that business and I'm going to generate $5 million in revenue in the next 2 years. Awesome. Okay, great. That's a great noble intention. And when you're visualizing it, I want you to start with the end in mind. In other words, what does it feel like to have that complete, right? What does it feel like? I remember when I was in my 20s and I wanted to purchase a home, and I was working for a real estate company at the time, and I was buying property for them at the time, but we were buying single family homes, and I was taking home about $2,000 back then, which in that those days was actually quite a good income. So that's kind of dates me, but that's where it was. And I needed $30,000 for a down payment. So what I started to do is visualize a $30,000 down payment coming into my life. And I didn't know how that was going to happen, but I'd go home every day. I'd visualize that happening, $30,000 in my bank account. And I put on a music by a group by the name of ABBA. It was called Super Trooper. And I would dance to it. I'd feel it. I'd putting it in my body, putting it in my mind, really seeing that happening for me. And what happened was, very shortly thereafter, maybe 2 weeks thereafter, I got the idea, I need to go buy an apartment building for this organization that's only bought single family homes. I need to convince them that this is going to be in their interest. I need to find something that's a buy beyond any kind of buy that they would ever be able to turn down. And I did. I bought a 97 unit apartment building for this organization in a place called National City in San Diego area. And we closed escrow and I got my check for $30,000. How cool is that? Okay, so I was very unconscious at the time. I didn't know what I'm gonna teach you right now, but I'm gonna give you the process that I used unconsciously. So what I just said is, I got clear with my noble intention, which benefited myself, the community, and my family, a noble intention. Second is, I started to visualize that future. I started to feel it with inside of me. So first point is meditate. Second is noble intention. Third is your future vision. Start to visualize what that is going to be like for you. Fourth step is, I want you to immerse yourself into a vibrational energy called wonder. Wonder is very powerful. You start to wonder, how would this be? You allow your feelings to expand. You allow the wonder of this to permeate your whole being, your whole mind, body, soul. I wonder if I was going to be able to buy this unit. I wonder where the money's coming from. I wonder how many amazing people, places, and things are going to show up. I go into wonder. The next step is, we go into awe. Awe is a frequency, and it's a high state of consciousness. And so I go into awe about the noble intention actually happening, right? This is a step where you are communing with that spirit inside of you. You're in awe. Imagine when you first maybe saw a beautiful mountain or a sunset, or you hiked somewhere, or you did something extraordinary, you were in awe. That's the feeling I want you to feel with your noble intention. You're in awe that all the people, places, and things are happening for you to manifest it. Step six is, you want to go into the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Om, O-M, or O-H-M, or A-U-M is the vibrational word or sound of the universe, which all things manifest from. So I want you to submerge yourself into the Om vibration. Now, you can do this on your own. You can just say Om, Om, Om. You are broadcasting your intentions into the superconscious mind. You're becoming one with the Word. And as you do, omnipresence wealth starts to flow into your noble intention. Step seven is that you go to your knowing. Right? What is your knowing? You go to a place of knowing that this intention, this noble goal, intention of yours, is now in existence. You know, say the words that Christ said, I thank you that you have heard me and that you do always hear me. It is done. Those words come from a place of knowing. It is done. So be with that, with your noble intentions. And step eight is being. Okay, this is a place where you start to step into that high vibrational spiritual signature, and you expand your presence and you immerse yourself in the energy. You become the frequency of your intention. Now, listen, for some of you, this is all new. You're going to want to listen to this a few times. Again, I went over it very quickly for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this high frequency broadcast technique here in next to the audio in the download area here, so that you can go over the steps yourself and start to generate success for you. Now, I want to say something that is really an important piece about using the high frequency broadcast technique. it's great to hold that technique for yourself and to think about things for yourself. But if you use this technique and teach this technique to one other person or two other people, teach it to them and hold intention for them and let them hold your intentions together, it becomes exponentially more powerful. This is a technique that you're going to be hearing more and more about as life goes on the next 10 years, because what we're learning is that when we hold intention for another human being, or we pray for another human being, what happens is that the one that's holding the intention also benefits tremendously, as does the one that you're holding the intention for. So keep that in mind when you are generating success beyond measure. Okay. So I hope this has been enlightening to you. I hope you've been enjoying this series, and we have one more to go. The next audio is Leaving Your Legacy with Impact, and I'll be talking to you about that in just a moment. Take care.